You are listening to Ears Have Eyes on CJSW 90.9 FM, broadcasting from Treaty 7 territory, home to the Blackfoot Confederacy, the Tsuut'ina First Nation, Stoney Nakoda, and Métis Nation of Alberta, Districts 5 and 6. You can also hear Ears Have Eyes on New Adventures in Sound Art in South River, Ontario, and on Golden Co-op Radio in beautiful British Columbia. We're your hosts, Wayne Garrett
and Caitlin Brown. Ears Have Eyes is a monthly sound art radio program. We assemble each episode around a topic, inviting local, national, and international artists to submit sound-based work responding to that theme. This month's theme is The Voice Within, Solo, Sonic, Singular. A collection of experimental music, spoken word poetry, field recordings, and soundscapes responding to our human capacity to create alone. Whether literally losing and finding one's voice, traveling across vast geographies by yourself, or creating new solo projects, this episode invites you to listen from your own perspective.
We started our program with Hringa Vitlaisa by Asalaus, the name for a solo project by Icelandic experimental musician and sound artist Asa Onu Olafsdóttir. This optimistic guitar piece is from 2020, the year Asa first started Asalaus. In a moment, this work will be contrasted with a darker, slower piece Asalaus released 3 years later in 2023, sewing a thread across years of experimentation and innovation. But we're pairing that composition with a piece called Not to Be Silent by serial Ears Have Eyes contributors Anime Noctis. In their own words, Anime Noctis is a duo, a polymorphous factory, a multimedia agency comprised of Silvia Marcantoni Tadei and Massimo Sanelli, currently based in Novi Sad, Serbia. Not to Be Silent tells the story of Silvia's voice healing. Her speech features simple words from Shakespeare's sonnets, desire, heart, my joy, memory, beauty's rose, and new vocals from 2026. As they explain, the old voice was not the disease, it was only a symptom. After Not to Be Silent, we'll return to a work by Asalaus called Heavy Lag. This is Not to Be Silent by Anime Noctis.
Better to be silent. My voice.
Memory.
Better to be silent. My heart.
Joy.
Memory.
Alone.
Not love.
Desire. Beauty's rose.
My heart. Alone.
Memory.
Desire.
I like it.
My heart. Alone.
In my mind.
And my joy.
Tender.
Joy.
My voice was so ugly.
Joy.
Alone.
Me. In my mind.
All that is in me.
Me.
Tender.
Joy.
Desire. Desire.
My voice. It was the symptom. Better to be silent.
Memory.
Eyes out.
In my mind.
Me.
Here.
Memory.
The symptom.
Beauty's rose.
The disease.
Here.
Me.
The symptom.
Reality.
And I like it.
My voice was so ugly. High-pitched. And squeaky. And now, this is my real voice.
Only
reality.
Now, me, I found my voice.
How sweet.
Voice. My voice.
Beauty.
Now,
joy.
Reality. I struggled for for reality.
And now
my heart,
me, tender
reality,
joy,
memory.
My voice was not the disease.
My voice was so ugly.
Joy.
It was the symptom.
Only
the disease.
Better to be silent. Eyes out. Now, I found my voice.
This is my real voice.
Love.
I struggled for reality.
Joy.
My voice was not the disease. My voice.
So ugly.
Reality.
Now.
Memory.
I like it.
In my mind.
Now, I found my voice.
My voice. It was the symptom.
Desire.
Only
desire.
In my mind.
Only.
How sweet.
Here.
My voice.
Beauty's rose.
And I like.
My voice.
Now I found my voice.
And I like it.
You're listening to Ears Have Eyes on CJSW 90.9 FM, New Adventures in Sound Art, and Golden Co-op Radio. The theme of this month's episode is The Voice Within. Next up on the program, we have two works from The Capacity to Be Alone, a series of spoken word compositions and soundscapes by Sean G. Megason, an award-winning poet and writer living in Toronto. The artist describes the capacity to be alone as fragments, broken utterances, trace narratives, and everyday sounds that interact in an ecology of place, affect, and self. Part memoir and self-analysis, capacity is an exploration of psychic conflict, recovery, and acceptance. The Capacity to Be Alone is a direct reference to the 1958 psychoanalytical paper of the same title by Donald D. Winnicott, in which he posits the notion that the capacity to be alone is not achieved through isolation, but rather from the childhood experiences of integrating oneself in the presence of another, whereby one develops an internal capacity to be alone when having to confront actual isolation later in adult life. Without this internalization, one suffers and hopefully struggles to build their own internal capacity to be alone. This sound work is an invitation to feel and think about this struggle.
You can learn more about this work and all the artists on today's program by visiting hibernationproject.ca and finding the tab Ears Have Eyes. This is The Capacity to Be Alone by Sean G. Megason on Ears Have Eyes.
There goes another one.
Do you know what you sound like? Get away from me. Gets away from me. Get away from me. Gets away from me. Get away from me. 2006. 20 years.
I can count.
21 years. 22 years. 23 years.
I can count.
Of baby language. Get away from me. The body forgets everything. Everything. The body, buddy, forgets.
Yep.
Get away from me. The body, buddy, whatever they tell you, forgets. 2006.
Yep.
Permission to. I just wanna. Please. I just...
Do you know what you sound like?
There used to be, get away from me. I remember, like 5 minutes ago, get away from me. Baseball, anxiety land, memory kiosk, panic, panic. Get away from me. Everything.
I'm in the car. Sometimes I like driving north of the city. I'm going to one of the big Chinese malls up there in the suburbs. My prescription needs adjusting. My eyeglass place used to be around the corner from me, but they moved up there in the middle of COVID a few years ago now. Quite a range of stores they have there. Everything from like a crazy digital watch place to a kid's candy store to imported fabric places. I'm in the car. They have food market kiosks that actually look like inside street market shops. Huge bushels of daikon, shiitake mushrooms, taro and such. Lots of other stores too. A lot of families, lots of little kids running around. My prescription needs adjusting. The guy who runs the eyeglass shop, his name's Duncan. Nice guy. Huge bushels of daikon. The name reminds me of, you know, the Scottish play. And also that old show from the 90s, Highlander. Nice guy. Lots of little kids around. I'm not supposed to bring my dog into the mall, but I have a service animal ID, and it works every time. It's fake. You know,
it's fake.
Like fake ID when you're a teenager. Lots of other stores,
the name
too.
Reminds me of, you know, the Scottish play.
Quite a range of stores they
shiitake
have there.
Mushrooms, taro, and such.
Lots of little kids running around.
Here's the parking lot. Just turning in. Finding a spot. Here we go.
Okay, okay, okay. Oh, keep walking. Keep
the
walking.
Library keep walking. Is keep for walking. Liars. Keep liars.
Walking. I used to know this place.
Okay, okay, okay. Keep walking.
Liars.
Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking.
You're a bunch of liars.
Keep walking. Okay, okay, okay. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking.
This
keep
library. Walking. You're a bunch of liars. Right inside a mall. Walking. Right beside okay, City okay, Hall. Walking, come at me, bro.
Walking,
come on.
Keep walking.
Come on. Whatever. Walking. Library. Books. Okay, you're a okay, bunch
keep
of liars.
Walking, keep walking. Keep walking.
Come
keep
at me, bro. Come on.
Keep
come
walking.
On. Come on. Come on.
Okay, okay, okay. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking.
Come on. Walking. Come on. Come on.
Okay, okay, okay. Keep walking. Keep walking.
A bunch
keep
of
walking.
Liars. Walking. Go read a book. Go on. Go on. Read a book.
God, am I hungry.
Walking.
Where's the food court here? Could destroy a burrito right now.
I took the lead. Somebody's hurt.
Almost there. Almost there.
Wait. Wait. Wait.
Almost there.
Zula.
I'm a coffee guy. These days, I'm pretty dedicated to, you know, high quality, Joe. I drove by the place where I used to hang out in high school back in the day. Wow.
Man, oh
one of those
man.
Basic old-time coffee places. Wow. No fancy drinks or anything. Just basic coffee cup and saucer. With something like a Boston cream pie. Wow. Cruller on the side. I'm a coffee guy. I think it was called Country Styles. Wow. Yeah. Country Styles. Just the basics. Yeah. For mica tabletops and orange vinyl covered seats. Yeah. Country Styles. Yeah. I really used to like sitting there with a coffee, man, two cream, oh and cooler. Man. That's all. Just sitting. No comings or goings. High quality, Joe. A blissful way station to Nowheresville.
Man,
that's all.
Oh man.
I liked apple fritters, too. No comings or goings. It's a corporate veterinarian clinic now. LA Fitness right next door. Country Styles. Feels like an old shadow self in me kinda belongs on that spot. LA Fitness right next door. Country Styles forever, man.
That's all.
My ankle after that.
I swallowed some time.
The capacity to be alone.
Never walked right again.
No.
The capacity
totally
to be alone
pleasant.
Is a devout mental achievement.
No.
I swallowed some time.
Never walked at all after that.
And that's kind of a half truth.
Crawled on the floor after that.
Believe me, I tried.
That's kind of a half truth.
No.
I broke my ankle. Not totally unpleasant.
Ow!
Believe me, I tried.
I mean,
that's kind
sure,
of half
there's
truth.
Theory, and then there's cause and effect.
The capacity to be alone.
Ow.
The capacity to be
I mean,
alone is
I
about
mean,
mental
watch at all
thing.
After that.
And that's kind
crawl
of half
floor after that.
Crawl. Crawl. Crawl.
And that's kind of half truth.
Crawling. Crawling.
Crawled on the floor after that.
Crawled everywhere after that.
Come on now, little cowboy.
Crocodile, marshland, habitation,
reported. Fabric Alley, Ottawa Street, Merrymako, deep dives done. Vinyl Catacombs by David Byrne and Yul Brynner walked. Marcello all-day spa package with Vietnamese pig feet ordered. Best waffles, whipped cream with Christian church ants uninvited. One bulb lighted finch supper night on quiet summer patio landed drunk, grinned. I got a question. I mean,
can't somebody find something through foraging?
Yeah.
Bilateral stimulation.
Question.
Something legal.
Bilateral something stimulation.
Legal. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to make a pros and cons list.
I'm wondering. Yeah. I'm wondering.
Bilateral stimulation.
I'm wondering.
Question.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make a pros and cons.
Bilateral stimulation. Question.
Yeah.
Something legal. Something legal.
I went on a silent retreat in Northern California a few years ago. Feels like yesterday. After the retreat, my mind, it was all over the place, crazy with calm, you could say. After the retreat, I drove way further north, past Chico and Redding. Spent a lot of time walking in the forest there. All those redwoods, they were incredible. Some had fallen, and those ones were incredible too. The fallen trees seemed like beached whales or something. Some had huge sections of bark ripped away, and the exposed sapwood felt so weird, fleshy, spongy, eaten by bugs, but still definitely alive. I could have put my mouth to it. Then, out of nowhere, I kept thinking I was being stalked by a mountain lion. I could have been. I was terrified. I moved myself quickly back to the car. I didn't run, though. I didn't want to trigger, you know, chase behavior in the big cat. I could hear it moving in the bush.
That was part of Sean G. Megason's The Capacity to Be Alone. Sean G. Megason is a poet living in Toronto. He won the League of Canadian Poets Spoken Word Award in 2024 and has published poetry, fiction, and criticism in Iceflow, Version 9 magazine, The Trinity Review, and others. The Capacity to Be Alone is a spoken word and soundscape suite of 18 tracks. We're about to move into a second track from The Capacity to Be Alone by Sean G. Megason.
I'm in this field. I've been here 1,000 times. I used to come here all the time and throw the ball for Bill. I really miss him. He died so badly. Now I'm running. Now I'm running. I'm in this field. I've been here 1,000 times. I've been here 1,000 times. I used to come here all the time. I really miss him. Died so badly. Now I'm running. Now I'm running. I really miss him.
Not my face, not my part, not my brain, not my call, not my guilt, not my mouth,
winter,
not my shame, not my stop, not my life, not my shame, not my time, not my shame, not my year, not my shirt, not my cat,
winter,
not my shoe, not my car, not my job, not my cash, not my way, not my bowl, not my hands, not my home. Not my shame. Not my shame.
I'm just walking around, thinking.
Well,
you know, some people say silence is the absence of sound.
You know.
For some people, silence, it drives them crazy.
Well,
but actually, some people think there's
you
no
know.
Such thing as silence, even in a vacuum, even at absolute zero. A quantum vacuum's never empty,
you
even
know.
At absolute zero. A quantum vacuum is apparently restless. I guess, like it can't get to sleep restless. Even at absolute zero. Someone said, quantum silence is a murmur beneath perception. Maybe it would be better to say beyond perception. Or maybe it would be better to say nothing at all,
well,
even at absolute zero. Actually, what if silence were an element, like fire is an element?
A quantum vacuum is apparently
restless. Of course, scientifically, fire is not an element. It's a process.
You know.
So, okay, what if silence were a process? You know, just before Hamlet dies, he says, the rest is silence.
It's a process.
Maybe knowing silence is never really silent makes silence less sad. The rest is
well,
silence. Yeah, I stand corrected. Maybe death is less sad now.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe not.
Yeah. I'm just walking, thinking. The rest is silence. By the way, did you know Hamlet speaks more than any other character in all of Shakespeare? Even
well,
at absolute zero. Some of the best places I found to think about silence are schoolyards behind public schools. But only in the summer, when everything is quiet and there's no one around.
A quantum
you
vacuum
know. Is apparently I usually
restless.
End up there when I'm driving through the suburbs with my dog. We pull into the parking lot. I let Bill out of the car, and he tears off into the field.
The rest is silence.
After a while, he settles down, and I can walk around the schoolyard and think about how not silent things usually are during
the school
year.
But only in the summer, when everything is
well,
quiet,
yelling, laughing, around. Kids kicking each other and such.
You know.
But in the summer, in those absent spaces, concrete warmed by the summer
the rest
sun.
Is silent.
The silence,
you know.
Basically the absence of detectable noise, feels so strong.
We pull into
you know.
The park,
feels kind of comforting.
The rest is silence.
I really like it. For some people, silence, it drives
so
them crazy.
I walk around for a long while, take a few pictures with my iPhone, and you know, try to capture something.
I've been, it's taken. I drove. I threw spaghetti at the wall. Where I stand, where I listen,
Tommy Thompson Park,
voice against,
where I stand,
voices within,
stand,
listen to,
voice against,
voices within,
Tommy Thompson
stand,
Park,
listen to,
voices within,
voice against,
voices within,
wings,
stand,
listen to,
voices within,
stand,
listen to,
barking,
stand,
wings,
listen to,
an opening,
each, and every.
You just heard The Capacity to Be Alone by Sean G. Megason. You've been listening to Iris Have Eyes on CJSW 90.9 FM, New Adventures in Sound Art, and on Golden Co-op Radio. Every month, we organize our program around a theme and invite sound artists, spoken word poets, experimental musicians, field recordists, and other sonic practitioners to submit work responding to that theme. Our upcoming themes are grief in March and the sound of hope in April. If you're interested in submitting your own sound art, visit hibernationproject.ca and find the tab Ears Have Eyes.
For general radio audiences, we have a special invitation. We're collecting hopeful sounds to play on our April episode. You can email us a short voice memo describing a sound that gives you hope. In a 10 to 45 second recording, describe a hopeful sound in your own words. You can email your voice memo to earshaveeyes@cjsw.com. That's earshaveeyes@cjsw.com. We're approaching the end of today's episode. The final piece on our show comes from Cosmic Phoenix 23, the current pseudonym of Marion Situ, whose creative practice focuses on recording and producing audio, special effects, original soundscapes, and music for diverse media. Speculative Hybrid Cities is a field recording collection from across Europe, captured with a minimalistic mobile kit. The concept centers around our shared public space inside a utopic world without borders. The recordings traverse multiple cities and languages spanning German, English, Romanian, and Arabic. This is Speculative Hybrid Cities by Cosmic Phoenix 23.
Wobei das nächste Mal wahrscheinlich dann eher das Ding offen ist.
Zwei Runden.
later. I prepared some mask like that, so I will try later to wear them.
Thank you.